21st day of Oyman, Ian 21, the very big one, League Toys, if you hold it. If you ever was Ben Aroch, you can understand, I can say that's the most possible thing. League is the source of our thoughts and our desires. Since by giving stocker, that Hilton teacher, you should give it, you shouldn't have a bad heart. So we see from here, it brings from Rabbi Elie Lapian, it says, the fact that I give to somebody else, it plants in my heart the leader of caring for others, and then his heart becomes toif. It says the heart is ra when a person keeps things for himself. So the flip side of that is the heart is toif when he's doing for others. Basically, by keeping things for himself, he's living with a certain level of a mind frame that he is the one who the world is created for. And even after the oath, I'm the only one around. The fact that he gives to others is basically coming from a mind frame that he realizes that everything he has is also from the Leif Kaviyokal Toys of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives to him. He wants to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to benefit others. And for others, we have money with our money, with our feelers, saying a nice word to another person. It's a way of living a life that my heart is desired to benefit others. There's another point of Leif Kaviyokal Chazanish says is the lay, like we said, is the source of my thoughts and desires. So what are my desires? Are my desires physical desires? And the desires, spiritual desires. If I love the eternal life that one receives from spiritual things, then my lay, my heart, my desires are healthy ones. Because I'm basically trying to involve myself in excitement of living, perpetuating myself and perpetuating the world. Which is the best thing I can do for myself. As I get caught up with my physical, mundane desires, so then my heart is a sick heart, because it does not last so long. At most it lasts 100 years, 120 years, 130 years, and then goes into the ground and it rots. These are 2 points of Leif Tov, which are Kinyoni Tov, because number one is, if I have a Leif Tov of caring for others, doing for others, stemming from the fact that I realize how much I receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I want to strengthen my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by knowing his Torah. That gives me the desire to learn the Torah HaKadoshim, connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gives me everything. Kabbalah also has a second effect that benefits the entire world. Every person's Torah has tremendous effect on the entire world. And the second thing is, like you said, the late Torah of recognizing what's important in life, what life is really about. I realize life is about developing my eternal Keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings me to assembly when it's a Keren Keshu with my Bo. Then Avada, I will take my learning more seriously and will become part of me. It won't be just something I do and then go back to life. It's the other way around. That is life, and that's two other things which I go back to learning.